Good evening, everyone. As Adam has already told you, I'm sure you all know, Craig Cox, the education officer, did hold up a sign at a recent NUS event during a role-playing exercise in which other people were holding up signs saying, for example, reduce university fees or remove international students' fees. Craig Cox held up a sign saying, bring back slavery. From my perspective, I feel that's hugely inappropriate and offensive. Most students I've talked to think it's hugely inappropriate and offensive, and we can't stand for it. Craig now claims that it's a mistake, but there are some mistakes that just can't go unnoticed. No one can now confide in him. I can't confide in him as a fellow officer. I'm sure most of you students wouldn't want to confide in him to help you on educational matters, and that's pretty much his job this year. The Students' Union aim is to increase awareness of itself, increase awareness of the Students' Union, make sure everyone knows that they have a body that represents them. But starting the year with a statement so damning as bring back slavery surely doesn't put us in good stead for the year. So from my perspective, if you compare this to other offences, say somebody held up a banner saying, God forbid, 21st century Holocaust, or God forbid, all Muslims are terrorists. There'll be outrage around campus. No one would stand for it. But slavery, which is an issue, which is, if one compares it, is at least on the same level, if not more significant. Why aren't we active about it? This is something that hugely offends a huge number of the student population. And one of the university's goals this year is to increase wider participation, to improve community relations, which at the moment are strained. Now, starting the year again with something like this strains those even further. The goals that we're working towards this year are going to be strained even further and made more difficult. Craig Cox has asked for our forgiveness, and he's released a statement that some of his representatives or some people have brought to my attention to read out today. He asked for our forgiveness, I guess 6 weeks after the event has occurred, and just after the NUS has released a statement banning him from all non-democratic NUS events. I accept his forgiveness, and I understand that he wants to be forgiven, but something like this can't be forgotten so easily. A university such as Nottingham cannot be represented and cannot be known for this kind of activity. I'll read you the statement that he made. This statement was made approximately six to seven weeks after he'd held up the sign, and around 6 weeks again after he'd released a statement to the press claiming that the NUS were a group of left-wing zealots, and according to him, the matter's closed. After the NUS released their statement, he released a statement along the lines of this. I would like to make a brief statement regarding recent events at an NUS conference held on the 14th of August, 2008. I have not commented before this time because I do not feel it was appropriate while the NUS investigation was going on. I would like to start by quashing the mistruths that have built up around this incident. I think it is necessary to make it clear that it was a genuine mistake. I did not write the placard in question. I did not intentionally hold it up. And I have never defended the placard's content. As someone who has consistently fought against discrimination, I found the sign's contents to be deeply distasteful and offensive, so I understand how this mistake has offended a number of people. I would like to again, unreservedly apologize for this. I ask that you forgive me, and that we move on from what has been an unpleasant few weeks, so that we may get on with the important job of representing the students of our university. Now, I think the last line of that sort of rings home for me. He's supposed to be representing the students of this university, but coming up with statements like that is not representative of the university. I mean, I can't speak for his apology, whether it's genuine or not, but if it were myself or if it were anyone else, I would think that before releasing a statement to the press, an arrogant statement to the press, with no admission of guilt whatsoever, I would think to apologize first if I were genuine about it. I would also think maybe during the 6 or 7 weeks' time while people were riling up about the situation and becoming offended, I would think then to maybe release an apology, a public apology. But this statement was not released until after the NUS had banned him from all events. Now, I can't speak for his genuity, but I myself think that this statement has far-reaching effects and consequences. Regardless of an apology too late in the day, he can be forgiven, but the offence can't be forgotten. And as a result of that, we believe that he needs to be removed from his post as education officer, as he is not representative of us as a student body.